Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Yo, yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this nanny bar. Puts it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few twins. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn when it comes out to this show. Follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
What's going on, guys? It's your man, Brooklyn Black. You're tuning in to All Bars Radio. Please do not adjust your sets. You are locked in. We're just here getting started. 347-857-4302. And we'll be right back in a second.
Hey, what's going on? It's your girl, Nikki Bard. Sorry for the inconvenience. I had to get things set up. I like how Black cut me off in the beginning of my intro. How you doing, Black?
I'm good. I'm chilling.
So I have to ask you really quickly because you know I'm over here getting a little annoyed. So you didn't hear me talking at all when we first came on?
No.
Oh, well, I did. I tried to say my intro, but you cut me off. Well, letting everybody know, this is Nikki Barbs. You're tuned in to All Barbs Radio with me, your host, and raggy-ass Brooklyn Black over here who loves to just get me going before every showtime, all the time. Shout out to Roxy Blue, whose song that was that we were just playing in the beginning, my show. I love it, I love it, I love it. So, we got a lineup tonight, Black. Are you excited about the people that we're interviewing?
Yes, most definitely. We got producer in the building, so it's great. You want to rack his brain, see what, you know, what he's been doing and how long he's been doing it. So I'm real excited about tonight's show.
I'm excited as well. Don't forget we have the promoter as well, you know. Definitely shout out to other promoters, because if it's not for y'all, I wouldn't know where the fuck the party's at. So definitely shout out to the promoters who do the damn thing, promoting themselves, others, businesses, clubs, whatever. But I definitely want to ask you a question. What are some of your turn-ons and turn-offs? Like, you know, they could be sexual and non-sexual. Also, I want to, you know, before I get into that, I just definitely want to give a big, big, big shout-out to D. Dave. He's at, I guess is, what is it, Tamay Hall tonight? Is that correct, Black? Tamay Hall?
He's at Tamay Hall tonight in Harlem, I believe.
Yeah, shout-out to D. Dave. He's doing a damn thing in Harlem. But going back to what I just asked you, I wanted to know, what are some of your turn-ons and turn-offs? It could be sexual or non-sexual. It depends on, you know, how you feel like answering this.
A turn-off for me would be a microwave diva. Like, you know, she don't know how to cook nothing but boil water. And half the time, she don't do that right. And it's not even on no sexism or no sexist chauvinistic type, but it's just that, you know, how were you raised? You didn't learn how to cook. You ain't throw nothing together Thanksgiving, you know. I find that to be a turn of like when a girl tells me she can't cook, I'm like, come on.
I mean, I definitely feel you. I know that's one thing that men are big on when it comes to women as far as learning how to cook, but don't you think we can feel the same way about y'all? Like,
well, I know how to cook, so that's gonna apply to me.
But just because you know how to cook, does that mean it doesn't necessarily, you think that you know how to cook. But has anybody ever told you that your shit was disgusting? And don't lie, Black, please.
There's one thing that I couldn't quite grasp, and that was it was linguine. I had a problem with linguine. I just couldn't get it, you know, because linguine's nothing like spaghetti. And that was about it. But anything, because me, I don't try to, I don't try to overstep my bounds. Like, if I don't know how to make it, I'm not going to attempt to make it. You know, I stick with what I know. I stick with what I learned. You know what I'm saying? And I do stuff like that, like my macaroni and cheese, my fried chicken, my chicken parmesan, my lasagna's off the meat rack.
Your lasagna's off the meat rack? Really?
Yep.
I'm not telling that you can't cook or anything like that. I'm a little skeptical, though. I don't know. Me, I mean, I don't even lie. Like, I could cook, but I could cook simple shit. I just don't be having time like that to really get in there and be on my Asian mama shit. But if I'm hungry, I could definitely make something to eat. Well, what are one of your turn-ons or turn-offs, like, sexual-wise, though?
A sexual turn-on, confidence. Like, when she walks up in the room and she knows how she's going to put it on me, what she's going to do, and she shows it, that's real sexy right there. Like, I'm a real person that's big on confidence and self-esteem because it's esteem of yourself. So if you don't have the confidence in your own capabilities, how do you expect me to believe that your shit is the best like you're proclaiming it to be? You know what I mean? You got to exert that confidence.
I guess. Black, you're so weird to me, but it's so cool, though. I guess one of my turn-ons, like non-sexual, would be I like smiles, so if you have a pretty smile, you know, that's a turn-on. It's a turn-on when a guy has a pretty, well, I wouldn't say pretty, but he has a really nice smile, that's a turn-on. A turn-off is when a dude consistently, like, after hearing the word no, you know, then they still try to, like, I guess, get you to understand. Like, that's something that would turn me off. Once I told you I don't give a fuck about the situation or I really don't care anymore, don't keep trying to persuade, convince, or try to let me understand what it is that you're still trying to let me understand, because I don't care. If I say I don't care, I really, 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 really don't care. So, you know. But I definitely, 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 definitely want to get into. Do you have some Roxy Blue loaded up already on the thing?
Come on now, you know Roxy Blue stuff is nothing but a word. Like I swear, I wish I had speed dial on my joint here. But you know,
well,
I have nothing but a word. But tell me,
I definitely do want to hear. I want to hear Surprise Me while we go, while I go get set up to do these interviews. Just throw on some Moxie Blue.
All right, no doubt. I got you. Hey, aren't you working on a mixtape, miss?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, aren't you working on a mixtape?
I am, but I would like to talk about that after I come back from commercial break. So let's go on some Roxy Blue, and I will definitely let the people know about that when we come back. Thank you.
All right, no doubt. It's coming up right now, and I got you.
All right, cool.
Attention everyone, I need you on the dance floor like right now. We're about to have some fun. It's Roxy Blue, let's get 'em. My wicked eye, all my girls touch my fly. No lie, I be so high, I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. My wicked eye, always trying to cuff my fly. No lie, I be so high, I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. 10-4, I'm so fly, blast off, no earth in sight. I'm so on another level, get like me, I'm trying to tell you. My girls be pretty girl rock, pumps on feet that you can't top. My baby say he likes to score me, your man be on me so horny. I show him please fall back, don't give it up just like that. Yes I am a little cocky, living this life, who gon' stop me? Learn this, here's a lesson, pussy is power and blessing. Who won the world, I'm questioning. My wicked eye, all my girls touch my fly. No lie, I be so high, I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. My wicked eye, always trying to cuff my fly. No lie, I be so high, I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. This here is for all my queens. We don't walk, we glide on scene. We leave marks that can't be reached. We do things that you can't dream of. My girl so pretty like dogs. Attitude mean. Rough like dogs, take off from her man, no doubt. Then I fix her up and make her stand out. Put her on my team, tell her keep her hand out. Never open up a door, see what that man about. Never kiss him on the lips and keep your bank zip. Always keep a few bills in your bag, off rip. I don't see him, no line of scrimmage. No seeds, green spinach. Who me? I deal it. Full house, I'm winning.
My, look at I. All my girls touch my fly. No lie, I be so high, I can't believe I'm on cloud nine. My, look at I, always tryna cuff my fly. No lie, I be so high, I can't believe I'm on cloud nine.
Barb's Radio. You're tuning in live with me, your host, Nikki Barbs and Brooklyn Black. Shout out to Angela Tweet. You know, once again, she's busy on this Tuesday, but she'll definitely be in the building, hopefully. If not, we're definitely missing her today. So, Black, are you ready for our first interview?
Let's do it.
So, do we have Mr. Smooth TSF on deck? Is he here? Is he live?
Yes, he is.
Hello, you got me on?
You're definitely on. Hey.
Hey, what's going on? It's Smooth calling in. What's going on the Barbs right now?
Wait, this, aware?
Yeah, this is Smooth.
Wait.
No.
Wait, why did I think Smooth was a dude?
It's okay, I get that all the time. I am a female, though. Yes, Smooth is a female.
But you know what's so funny? You want to know what's so funny? You know what's so funny? You sound just like my assistant, Alaria. That's why I said that. You sound just like her. And she's always just, like, calling in, popping up on my line. But how are you doing today?
I'm hanging in there. I'm actually at the studio right now. Stepped out so I could, you know, chop it up with you guys. I got my whole team inside listening to y'all show. So, you know, we're tuning in. What's up with y'all? How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. And like I said again, I'm just so happy to have you, you know, a part of Ball Barbs Radio. Thank you once again. And I know that you're busy, so if you're ready to get started, I'm ready.
Well, of course. I appreciate y'all having me.
All right. So I'm just going to let everybody who is listening once again know that we're definitely live with Smooth TSF. We're definitely in the building, getting ready to conduct the interview. So I just wanted to know, can you tell the listeners who you are and what you are involved in?
Everybody knows me as Smooth. I'm located out here in Houston, Texas. And what I do, I have my own label. It's called The Selective Few. Under that label, I manage several clients. We also do public relations, anything involving the music industry. We basically have our hands on it. My main gig is I'm an audio engineer. So like I told you, I'm in the studio right now, but chopping up with you guys, trying to let y'all know about what we got going.
That's what it is. All right. What inspired you to get into this side of the entertainment business?
Well, I have been doing live sound since I was 12. My dad, he actually has a church, so I ran live sound for a while. When I moved out here to Houston, I got into more of the studio side of things and working with different artists and clients and just being well-connected. I fell into the manager position, which has been going very well. So music is what inspires me to keep going daily. When I hear a new artist that needs help coming up, or I hear a new artist that needs better quality of music, I'm automatically interested, and that's just what keeps me going, the music.
That's what's beautiful. So do you mind giving the name of the church? I don't know, maybe you don't, but the church, have your father been with this church for a while? Like, is it a church that you grew up in?
Yes, I'm originally from Connecticut. So my father, he had a church in Massachusetts. It's called Power International. And now that we're out here in Houston, he's co-hosting. He's co-pastoring another church. So I'm kind of going to keep that private because, you know, that's my dad's business. That's my dad's business. You know, I don't like to, you know, mess up anything he has going on.
Most definitely. I just wanted to know because some people, you know, they don't actually start going to church until they start involving themselves doing this. You know, some people were raised in the church and then they stray from the church and then they just never look back. So,
of course,
cool.
Of course. You know, church is still definitely a big part of my life.
Yes. That's cool. I think everybody, we all need to go to church at least every Sunday, if not once a month or something. But that's what's up. So can you tell us about some, you know, hot events that you have done that have kept you inspired to, you know, be active in this field?
Being active in the field, I'm currently, when I graduated school last year from Media Tech Institute, what kept me going was, like I said, helping local artists trying to get their mixtapes out. So basically I've just been building my clientele as far as audio engineering and helping my clients out. And the major projects that I've done, a client of mine, she's a female artist, and we did this whole mixtape release party out here just to create her buzz, and it went pretty well. I don't really throw too much events. I'd rather stay in the studio behind the scenes. But other than that, we have some clients that are dropping some upcoming projects, and if you go on Twitter, you could be informed on that anytime. Just, you know, read my timeline, and they'll be dropping singles and visuals within the next 3 weeks, so you can stay tuned with that.
Wow, I will definitely, of course, I'm definitely going to stay in tune for that. That's cool. If there's anything else that you want, you know, the listeners that are listening, like any type of show that you're doing or anything, like, you know, just again, you can say it again before you do get off. And as well, I wanted to know, on a scale from like 1 to 10, you know, what do you rate yourself?
As far as what?
as far as just, you know, all your determination, motivation, all the work that you have done so far, if you could just take a seat right now and if you had to grade yourself, what would you give yourself?
I give myself about a 7 for the simple fact that there's always room for improvement and growth throughout life. Even no matter how old you are, you always still continue to learn and things like that. So there's definitely room for improvement, but I'm very determined. My grind is something that's been consistent from day one, and it's going to remain that way. So, but there's always room for improvement, like I said.
I actually like that answer, and a lot of people don't usually keep it real with themselves. Whenever I ask that question, they're so quick to say, oh, I give myself a 10, you know, but, like, I definitely, your answer was more realistic, you know, because, like you said again, like, I asked you for right now, you know, like, I'm pretty sure you have things planned for the near future, you know, upcoming things. So when you say a 7, that's just really, you know, really realistic. And I definitely, you know, I'm interested. You know, you came across my timeline, and, you know, me and Angel, we do a lot of research on the people that we interview beforehand. I really wanted to get the time to really sit down and really get in touch with you. You know, I didn't know I was going to have to sit here and take over for the interview, but it's all good. So I'm definitely glad to have you. And the last question for you is, can you tell us where we can keep up with you, you know, your Twitter, or how we can, you know, get in contact with you or even book you for events?
Of course. On Twitter, it's @smooth_TSS. That's basically the main way you can contact me is on Twitter. And that's it. As well as when you log on to my Twitter, you can see all my different clients and things like that. And you can also contact me for booking. I have music artists, poetry. We have models as well. So you never know. We're in every field around the music industry. So hit me up. Let's network.
That's what it is. So, Black, before we let her go, do you have anything that you wanted to ask?
As a Black brother, got to rearrange his questions and whatnot. Right? That's what we're talking to do.
My thing is, you know, you coming up as a manager and things like that, what would be the one thing you say that you've taken and that's been like your one motivating tool? That's what's the one thing that keeps you going on day in, day out?
As a manager, from the manager perspective, it has to be, it's just solely on my client's talent. I believe in them so much to the point where I'm their biggest motivator. I have to keep everything in order from their schedule to from their monthly schedule all the way down the line to shows and things like that. So basically, with me being able to motivate people, that's what keeps me going. Being able to keep my clients happy and keep them pushing towards their overall goals and helping them also, you know, build their career. That's what motivates me.
And that's peace. I respect that one.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what we do. That's what keeps me going on a daily basis. But like I said, I appreciate y'all having me on the show.
We definitely appreciate you. So thank you, and good luck for everything that you're doing.
All right, appreciate that. You know, I'm definitely going to network, cross-promote. Y'all show is a good show. I've been listening in. Y'all keep doing y'all thing.
Thank you so much. All right.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You have a good one, too.
Appreciate y'all.
So, Black, let me ask you a question, right?
What's up?
What's going on with this whole, I just got breaking news come across my desk with all this information on this whole Zimmerman's wife. Like, I'm pretty sure you got it too, because I see you in the CC part of the email. You want to share a little bit about that for our listeners to hear?
All right. Of course, if anyone's been paying attention to the news, a couple weeks back, George Zimmerman, his bail was revoked due to the fact that the DA had come to find out that he had a passport, he had money, and everything like that. So his bail was revoked, and he had to turn himself in. Now, they're bringing his wife in on perjury charge due to the fact he was granted that bail due to her statement, due to her testimony. She had swore under oath that he had lost his passport, or his passport was stolen, something like that, and that they had no money. So like I said, through due diligence from the DA, he went, he found out, like, yo, he did lose his passport, but they sent him another one. And her family has enough money if he wanted to disappear and leave, he could do that because they had the money to finance it.
I just honestly feel like Zimmerman needs to just serve his fucking time in jail. I don't want to say it like it is what it is, but he knows what he's done, and just stop trying to beat the whole system and just it is what it is. And of course, but like, I mean, I don't know. Would you lie for your wife? Would you when it came down
to
the whole,
with nobody.
The whole legal aspect to it? Like, me neither.
I'm down with the whole stand by your man, stand by your woman. You know, I'm with that. I believe, you know, it's that type of loyalty that keeps relationships strong, and I'm with it. But he knew, like, you know what I'm saying? He fucked up. And as a man, he has to go and pay that consequence. Now, like I said, I can appreciate the fact, you know, she wants to keep him out of trouble. Like, you know, lying to the police when they at your door and lying in court is kind of two separate things. You know what I'm saying? Police come in your house. Oh, is your man here? Can we look around? Oh, no, he ain't here. That nigga's in the basement. Stand this shit. But when you got to go to a court in front of a whole bunch of people, swear to tell the truth, and then lie? Like, come on. That's, you know, but I do think she should not get off easy with it because, shit, Lil' Kim, she did the regular motherfucking, regular stand-up chick shit, and she said, oh, I don't know that nigga. She's trying to keep herself out of it. I don't know that nigga. And they come to find out, you know, that she lied, and she went, she did her time.
But I'm just saying that I ain't going to jump for nobody either, nigga. Like, I'm not becoming nobody's bitch in nobody's prison. Maximum security, whatever the fuck it's called. I don't even like for the crossing guard to tell me when it's okay for me to cross the street. Like, I can see, like, I'm grown. I got this. Like, I know how to beat oncoming traffic. So for somebody inside of it, I couldn't give up my freedom, you know what I'm saying, to go somewhere, like to go to a place like that where I have nowhere, you know, really, over a nigga or a female. Like, nah. I'm sorry. Just don't do no crimes with me, because if we get caught, I'm telling the truth in the room, in the interrogation room.
Okay,
I would rather just deal with the consequences.
But I'm gonna be like, yo, I ain't do it.
No, I'm gonna tell them exactly how the fuck it went, because I'm gonna try to get my sentence lessened. Like, you know, I'm just saying, I'm gonna tell the truth. The truth shall set you free. Whether it will be 10 years after that, whether it will be 4 years after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just believe in just, I would, when it comes down to that, like, when it comes down to the judge, the lawyer part of it, whatever, like, I can't do that. But that's crazy. Let me ask you a question, Black, because I know what this past weekend was the Puerto Rican Day Parade?
Yes.
Oh. Well, let me take this next caller before I even elaborate on the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Isn't this Roxy Blue in the building?
Blue bitch.
What up, bitch? How you doing?
Wow, the sisterly love is so great. I can feel it.
Of course. Are you there, Roxy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Y'all, what's going on, Miss Blue?
Man, I just came to take over All Boss Radio for the night. I want to hear more about these turn-ons and turn-offs of people. You know, it's pretty interesting what one person think is good and the next people think is disgusting or just not part of their lifestyle, whatever the case may be.
Okay, well then we can keep it going. But let me ask you, what is one of your turn ons and turn offs, whether it be sexual or not sexual?
All right. Well, my first thing would have to be the biggest turn off for me is a bitch that's always fronting, like. But no, you sad bitch. Don't come on Twitter acting like you're happy, because once that computer screen or once your iPhone blacks out or goes dead, bitch, you're miserable. And we all know that. Don't put on the front for Twitter. There's no future in front. And, like, get your life together, ma. And he will be a guy that has his shit together and has health insurance. Like, that's
I agree with you with the whole, you know, bitch, if you're miserable, you're miserable. Like, that's just shit.
Don't put on a front. Like, don't do it. Don't put on a front because we know once your phone dies, like, bitch, you want to jump out, drink a bottle of fucking Moscato, say you're drunk and want to kill yourself. Like, let's not do that.
Black, wait, Black, you're laughing a little bit too hard.
It's really happening out here in these streets. Like, it's real out here.
It is. It definitely is. And you know, you know how I know how real it is out in these streets with these fucking miserable ass people. But I just don't get it though. I really don't.
I don't get it either.
You know what, too? Okay, when it comes down to men, like, what's one of your turn offs? Let it be the nigga with the fucking, with the.
I have a thing about teeth. Like, if your teeth are just, like, utterly disgusting or, like, they're everywhere, like, you look like Mick Jagger in the teeth, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not with it. Like, you've been chewing on fucking Flintstone Kids vitamins and rocks all week. Like, I'm just not with it. I can't do it. Like, I really can't. I'm not with it. And y'all know, like, can't nobody say nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on my spine. I have my braces. They'll be off in 2 months, so I'm good. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with going out there fixing your shit. You know what I'm saying? Instead of buying those LeBrons that came out 2 weeks ago, you should be investing in your mouth.
Hold on, please. I have to stop you. Because today, let's see an example of what the fuck you're talking about. And if Flintstone vitamins do your fucking teeth like that with the calcium that they're supposed to have, like, I don't know. Like, why? Teeth is very important. Teeth is, when you speak
it is.
To people,
it puts you in a total different social bracket. If you got fucked up teeth, like, I can't. I will walk the other way on you fast and quick in a hurry. And my shoes, I wear them 5-inch heels. I will walk away from you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Like, I'm not with it.
I me too, my whole biggest thing is hygiene. Hygiene too, because why a bitch sat next to me today, and she smelled like old dick and latex.
Oh, God. Wait.
What?
Yes, you heard me.
Wasn't it you that I went to BBQs with, and like I was like a bitch to go see? Oh my God!
It was me.
You smelled like death. Like, how could you walk into a public bathroom smelling like that?
The bitch smelled like she had an infection that was marinating inside her body from when she last got fucked by the nigga who gave her chlamydia, and she's never went to go check that out, and never went to go check it out.
Never.
It smells so bad. It smells so, so bad. Like, why do I have to go into a female public bathroom and it smells like the back of an abortion clinic? Now, don't get it twisted. Like, I had a lady say to me, oh, it's a public bathroom. What do you expect? And I have to let her know, bitch, when I come to your house, it's a public bathroom to me. And I would hope that it would not smell like that. You know, when I come out the bathroom or when I happen to come into your house, regardless, it's about your upkeeping and you and your personal hygiene, because these people come in and clean the bathroom every hour on the hour. So when they're putting all these toxins, bleaches and everything, it stays like that for a minute until the next dusty bitch with a very disgusting badge come in and pisses, shits, do whatever she wants to, and then walks out. And it's not fair to us who clean our body.
Especially that just came from eating and everything. Like, I wanted to puke. Like, don't put one drink in me and then some food and then that smell. Like, it does not mix.
Girl, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I don't think anybody was going to bring that up about the whole hygiene thing, and niggas too. What you think you're doing when you come home from playing basketball with
your ball? I have to tell this. I'm like, go wash yourself, boo. Like, I'm not putting nothing in my mouth or close to my face or inside of me that, no, I'm not doing it. Go wash your sweaty ass. Like, it's not
happening.
I love you, but it's not happening. It's not. We're not about to have hot, passionate, sweaty sex when you're the only one that's already sweaty. You don't want me coming home from the gym and you, no, it's not happening.
Exactly. But you know what's so funny, though, because I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
Yes, they have showers in the gym, so there's no excuse.
Okay, but sometimes, you know, you just want to get home, bring your ass in the shower. Don't come sit on my bed or anything like that. Get your ass in the shower. Like, we can fuck in the shower. It's cool. But
I'm
not.
You know, you throwing some dinosaur chocolate eyes, you know what I mean? And,
you know what I'm saying? And I'm all down. And I'm all down for the spare of the moment, let's just fuck type of shit. But when I get down, and I'm not getting down with sweaty balls. It's not happening, no matter how much I love you.
It's definitely not happening for me either. Like, you're going to go in there and play a little bit of defense one-on-one with your balls with the soap in the water. But you come slam down some shit on my face. It's black. I'm telling you.
I 100% agree with y'all. Like, even as a dude, like, you know, coming in and you all sweating and shit, like, you just can't pop down.
Exactly. You don't want no sweaty ass, salty ass titties in your mouth. Like, come on. I don't want to come no sweaty neck. Ew.
Bitch, another turn off is these niggas with these fucking color contacts. Why? Why?
And with that.
What?
Oh my gosh, y'all are freaking messy.
No, I'm dead serious. That shit has not been popping.
Okay, honestly, okay, being that I've spoken to a guy with color contacts, but that was before me. And once I started dating him. Damn, I keep going in and out, huh?
Yes, you do.
But, so I used to talk to a guy with color contacts, and that was before me. But then once we started dating, I told him to take some shit out. Like, I like that rough look, and I don't want you pretty. I don't need it. I don't like it. Like, I just want you to be yourself. Who are you trying to impress? Like, color contacts, come on.
Nigga, like, I seen a nigga with them shit, and I fucking busted out laughing. And he was just like, what's so funny? And I'm like,
your face.
Your eyes, nigga, because this was not fucking real. Like, you trying to look better than me on this first date?
And then I hate seeing those big-ass dudes with them, especially, like, the blue ones. Like, why are you wearing blue contacts? You're black, my nigga. Like, I understand there's some people out there that's actually African-Americans. I don't do it. I love my brown eyes. I was naturally blessed with them. Sorry.
I have light brown hair.
We just a light brown brown, so natural brown brown. So it's cool with us. You know what I'm saying? I never, even if I wear glasses and I refuse to wear contacts. I refuse. Like, I don't want anything in my eye at all.
To me, when I see a nigga that has it on, I want to fucking melt like the Wicked Witch of the West, because I want to know, like, are you gay, number one, or what audition are you going to audition for? Because you're definitely in character mode right now. Like, that's just how I put to that. What about these bitches and their fucking Rihanna Reds? And the Blue Ivy Roof. I never knew that it was acceptable to wear red and blue hair every single day, as if that you're trying to market yourself as an American flag.
First of all, let me say something. What I've come to realize about a lot of females, especially like in New York, but as far as, like, women in the business aspect of this world, like, as far as, like, actually out there, going out there to getting jobs and stuff, like, would come into my store asking for an application with red hair and pink hair and flip-flops and jeans on, and some shit is acceptable for some occasions, but if you're out there, like, in this real world, you know what I'm saying, every bitch is not a rapper, every bitch don't got money. Some of us actually have to go out there and get it. And the way that you present yourself on a regular basis, like, it's unacceptable. It's totally unacceptable. Having six different color hair colors, you know what I'm saying, and loud green nails when you're trying to go into somebody's workplace asking for an application or trying to get a job, like, you're not really marketing anything that's presentable to America as far as the working America, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's sad, and it's really sad, you know what I'm saying? Me being, I graduated with my bachelor's. I finally got my degree.
Okay, in accounting.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard. Like, I stopped with all the color hair and the bright nails, but that was me as the performer. You know what I'm saying? So it's like my look has calmed down a little bit just because I'm really out here trying to have more than one way of getting money. You know what I'm saying? Like, music is cool, but it's not free to go in the studio. It's not free for my outfits aren't, you know what I'm saying? My outfits aren't free. They're not cheap. And, you know what I'm saying? And I love money. I love going somewhere and not having to worry about, this costs this money, this costs X amount of dollars, or this costs X amount of dollars. I just want to spend it. That's just how I am. That's how I was brought up. So it's just like, just market yourself where you really want to be. Ladies, I'm saying it's cool to have the color hair, but if you're trying to get a job, don't go out there and get piercings in your face and think that you're going to have a real job. You know what I'm saying? Don't, you know what I'm saying? And I'm all for the tattoos. I'm all for it. You know, I'm just a junkie. I'm getting one again next week. I just got my other one. But just, you know, like, realize what you're doing. It's permanent.
Exactly. Exactly. Miss Roxy, yo, you have to stay on the line. Let me just get to this next interview, but we're definitely going to go on because I definitely have some more topics I want to bring up when time's on and time's off. But thank you again, Miss Lou. Stay on the line. Black, is our second interviewee here, Mr. DDS825?
Yep, I'm right here.
How are you? You're now live on All Barbs Radio, finally, with me, Mike Barbs. How are you?
I'm good. What about yourself?
I'm okay. I'm all right. Just hanging in there.
All right. Someone has to take their phone off the speaker because you're causing an echo.
Who?
Someone has to take their phone off speaker.
Well,
my
whatever.
Phone isn't on speaker.
Can you hear echo?
No, I don't.
I do. All right. Well, we definitely have Mr. DVS825 in the building. And I just wanted to just basically, before I start interviewing you, just wanted to let all my callers that are listening in to hit up the chat room. Also, if you are in the chat room, you can definitely call us at 347-857-4302. That is the number. And I'm about to go in and start getting ready to interview right now. So, all right, cool. All right, so can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yep. Well, I go by DDS. I make beats. Been making beats for over 4 years now. Just really starting to get my name out there via Twitter and whatnot. Born and raised Detroit, Michigan. Live in the area. Just trying to make a name for myself in music. And hopefully I plan on getting my music on actual films one day, like at the movies and whatnot. That's my overall goal, and to hopefully make movies as well.
Great. All right. Well, what inspired you to become a producer?
Well, I always loved music since I was younger. And then I had a phase where I was going through Photoshop. Like, I was a graphic designer. All I did was Photoshop. But after a while, that started to get boring to me. So I started using Fruity Loops and whatnot. And I started getting good with it. And other people told me that I was good at it, and eventually I sold one beat, and then from there I was like, well, I could actually do something with this, and I just kept pushing and pushing, turning it into a business.
That's what's up. I love a person that pushes and pushes and pushes and turns everything that they push, you know, themselves to do into actually something, so that's always a good look. What are some of your most recent projects?
As for projects, I don't really have any right now. It's just people going up, listening to my beats, buying
more
them, using them. They haven't sent me anything back yet that they've done with it, so I'm not really sure what they're doing. But something I'm doing personally is I'm making my own version of the score for the upcoming Batman film. Like, I'm sitting here getting ideas and whatnot, building up music to that, and I'm going to release that when that comes out. So hopefully that turns out nice.
Oh, good luck with that. And you said Batman. Oh, I never really was into, like, the whole cartoon thing with the Batman and Robin, but I definitely respect Batman as a superhero or, you know, character. So that's, you know, good luck with that. I actually do wish you the best for that.
Oh, thank you. I'll be sure to send you a copy of it first when I finish it.
Please do. Thank you. Also, can you tell the listeners, you know, what do you have coming up? Like, what's coming up for you?
Other than that, I'm trying
other
to
than that, yeah.
get, I'm getting some, thinking about doing a free sample beat, I guess, just give that out to get my name out there, get that out via Twitter. Then hopefully I can find somebody that's making videos and get my stuff on their videos. I know I worked with a young lady that does hair and puts her stuff on YouTube, and she used a beat of mine as the soundtrack to her doing that. So just trying to make moves that way, get my name out there.
I definitely feel you. And I honestly think that if you are going to give away a beat, you should give it to my artist at Roxy Blue. I don't know if you – she was just on talking, and her song actually opens up my show with the title of the song is My Show. And as well as during one of my commercial breaks, I play her song Cloud Nine. She's a very, very, very wonderful artist. She needs beats too. So that would be nice, but I'll definitely add it to you guys on Twitter so that way, you know, you can talk furthermore with her and she can, you know, also let you know more about her as an artist. So just putting that out there.
Okay, I just followed her just then when you said that.
Oh, but I want to know, though, are you following the right Roxy Blue?
It was the one that you were tweeting about on the show.
Yeah, that's her. Okay, so cool.
Okay.
So you definitely got her. That's cool. Also, I just want to know as well, you know, can you let the people know, you know, again, your Twitter name, since you don't have a Twitter name like mine, like at How's Your Head Game, you know, you have a couple of letters and some numbers. Can you tell them about, you know, about that, you know, and I want to know, does that name stand for something, or is it, you know, letters involving a name, or is just like something that you created just to get on Twitter?
When I was younger, like, my name is David D. Smith, so that was the DDS right there. And then
aww.
The 825 was just some numbers or whatever that I, like, threw together.
Is your birth
so then,
month August 25th?
I'm not going to say all that.
But, it was just a guess.
Right. But as I got older or whatever, I decided that since I wanted to work with other people, I was going to take it further than just being about myself. And I came up with the concept of don't die sad. That's the DDS, because you don't know when you're going to die. So do whatever you can to make sure every moment is enjoyable or you're having fun doing whatever it is that you're doing, because you never know.
I think that's cool. Don't die sad. Even though that's gonna be hard, you know, people's last moments, you know. I don't know,
right.
But I think that's cool. Black, do you have anything to say to Mr. DDS before I ask him to, you know, let the people know where, you know, they can even get in contact with you as far as, you know, booking you for anything or how they could, you know, basically keep up with you and your work? I don't know if you have, like, a website, an email address that you want to share with everyone that's tuning in. But I'm
yep,
Black.
My website.
You have,
oh.
I'm sorry. Before you say it, I don't know what Black has to say.
I just respect, you know, especially because, you know, nowadays you don't hear many producers saying they want to do scores for movies. You know what I'm saying? You only hear RZA, Swiss Beats doing shit like that, you know. So that's a good thing. I respect your hustle, and I'll definitely be, check up for your work, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I have a question. Like, do you do like any type of like designing of like any type of like graphic designing?
Yeah, I do graphic design. I do that on the side a little bit here and there. I don't do it as much as I used to, because that's all I used to do all the time. But now I'm more focused on the music. But I still have my little skills and whatnot. Make a little logos, mixtape covers, flyers, whatnot.
Okay. Because, I was told to just throw that out there only because, I don't know if you know, but I'm definitely putting together an all-barb mixtape. Volume 1 will be dropping as soon as I get the 20 people that I want to be featured on it that I'm going to promote on thatpiff.com, on a whole bunch of other websites, so that way all my followers can download it and the rest of the world can download it too. So as I'm working on my intro and my outro for the mixtape, of course, I need a mixtape cover. So I'm definitely looking for people as well to work with or possibly work with as far as, you know, having a design for my album cover for the mixtape. So definitely if you, you know, if you had any, like, types of, like, designs or anything that you could send me, you know, or whatever, then I'll be interested in looking at that.
Okay, cool. I'll be interested in working on that with you. I'll send you the link to my design page via Twitter. I'll send it to you.
That'll be great, yes. That'll be great. All right, well, do you have any shout-outs that you would like to give to anybody right now? While you're live?
Shout-out to my brother who I make music with, TDW Beats on Twitter. That's his name on there. Look him up. Man, he the one that taught me how to get my beats past 15-second loops and whatnot. So really appreciate him doing business together. And then everybody that support me, all my followers, family, friends, whoever support me, I support you.
All right. That's definitely always a good thing. Yeah, I show out my supporters all the time. If you're not showing me no love, you're definitely not getting any love from me. But I definitely do support you, and like I said, I'm you know, I'm eager to see what you got going on as far as the designs, and you know, anything that you do have coming out, anything new, just feel free to send to me. I'll, you know, blast it on Twitter, as well as when I do get on air on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I will definitely mention it.
Sounds good to me, and I support you as well.
Thank you. All right, so I just want, again, to thank you for being on All Barbs Radio, having an interview with us. This is definitely recorded, so when it's done, I'll definitely send you the link so that you can, you know, play it back, listen to it or whatever, or, you know, just send it out to whoever you want to send it out to, letting them know that you were on All Barbs Radio.
Okay, I appreciate the opportunity as well.
Welcome, you're welcome. And, oh, before you go, too, my topic for tonight is, turn on and turn off. Like, what is the turn on for you and a turn off? It can be sexual or non-sexual. I just have to ask you before you get off the phone.
A turn off is a girl with messed up weave. She's loud and talking about other people when she don't even have herself together. That's a big turn off right there. And the girl that has no goals, no money. She always wants to go somewhere but never wants to pay for it. Yeah, that's a big cutoff right there.
Wait, because I want to scream. Say it again, exactly. Wait, Black, did you hear that? Black.
Sound like he's
speaking. Where the hell did Black go? Like, I hate when he does this. Like.
No, yes, I heard it.
No, yes. Do it again, and I'm going to have a heart attack on All Barbs Radio. Live, be alive.
Look,
yo. He's a fucking asshole. I'm sorry. Like, you know, we just, as the night gets, you know, young and shit, it's just that we tend to just, yeah. But, yeah, I definitely do agree with your turn-ons and turns-off, like, as far as a girl just being all loud and shit, you know, and with a messed up weave, like, how the fuck you talking so loud, bitch, and your weave is talking as well. Like, that's
exactly.
Crazy. That is. And a girl who has no goals, like, that's, you might as well just make a ditch and crawl in that shit, because if you have no goals, like, I'm scared to even question you about life. So, thank you for participating in that for me. And, again, keep rocking out with us. You know, we do this every Tuesdays and Thursdays. So, thank you.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate it.
All right, cool. Brooklyn Black. I think he
yeah.
does it to me again. Stop.
What's up?
It's not funny that you do that. Whenever I say your name, it's like 2 seconds, and then you fucking come on. Like, are you here with me or not?
I'm here with you, baby.
I'm trying to save this conversation. Like, we do this on off the radio, but you're making me involved with radio, though. So I need, where's Roxy? Is she still on the line? Because I need her to.
Oh, you have Roxy yell at me, son? Come on now.
No, it's not even that. It's just that I can't even talk to you right now. My blood pressure is risen. I need her.
Oh, wow. Let me get her in here then.
Black, tell me another one of your turn-offs and turn-ons. Like, let me hear it. And don't be so modest, like, for real.
All right, sure, the turn-off of mine, turn-off of mine is, just, not, like, you just have real foul ways about you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need a chick who knows how to be good and can be professional, like, you know what I'm saying, and know when to turn that shit on and off. You know, I find that sexy, like, you know a time to play and joke around, you know when to be serious and to handle business. You know, I personally really admire a chick that can do that.
Oh, my God, like, so I'm trying so hard right now not to put this motherfucking stupid-ass nigga on blast, because he is the definition of a fucking turn-off, I swear.
Roxy.
I swear. And is Roxy on? Is she on?
Yes, she's here.
Roxy, you on?
Testing 1-2.
Testing 1-2, 1-2.
One,
you're
two,
definitely
one,
here. Mike, wait.
Who is he? Why
is this nigga in my Texas, though, like, really going hard? Like, this type of nigga, like, he's such the definition of a turn-off. Let me ask you a question. You're a female. If a nigga tells you that he's going to do something for you, right, like, okay, say if he wants to chill with you, and you're like, nah, I can't really, you know, I don't want to, but my hair is all messed up. I don't want to chill with you. Let me go get fancy, and then I'm going to holler at you. What if he says to you, like, yo, don't even worry about that. Like, I got you. Like, I just want to see you. So if that's what it takes, then so be it. And you're like, all right, well, whatever. It's not that serious to you, because, like, either way, you'll still get your hair done, but you're just trying to, like, let this nigga know that right now, right here, my shit is not, you know, is not all style and shit. No, just to kind of get out the whole chilling situation. Like, would you get, like, wouldn't you get frustrated if he told you he was going to do something for you and he never did it, but then, like, a week later, he's trying to get you to understand and trying to get you to, like, no, but wait.
Okay, just to get to the bottom of the situation. First of all, it's not your man. So him with the begging and pleading, once you fuck up, like, it's totally no reason for me to even continue this conversation with you. You know what I'm saying? So,
just,
I mean,
it's
good ties.
I've been told him it is what it is. I'm good. I'm good. I don't want anything. You're good. Like, you're lucky that, like, I'm not making an ass of you. Like, I'm not really going hard. Just leave it alone. Like, now they're going to start sending pictures of all this money. All right, but let me get into this.
Well, take his money and blow it out his ass. Like, stop messing with me.
Wait, let me take this caller. Last four digits is 1204. You're live on air.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Hey, yes.
Hey,
who's this and where you calling from?
This is She's So Blunt.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Nothing.
So I've been listening for the past few minutes. I'm good. How are you? Is this Nikki Barb?
I'm great.
Boss Barb?
This is Nikki Barb. Nikki.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey. So if you want to elaborate on what we were just talking about, you know, the turn-ons and turn-offs, like, you can definitely do so.
Yeah, I can relate that you were saying that if somebody says, if a nigga said he was going to do something for you and he don't, that's a turn off. If you're going to do something for me, you're going to do it, regardless. But then somebody else said a turn off was a girl who always, you know, always want to go out but don't ever want to pay. I honestly don't agree with that. The way I was brought up, my man, he's supposed to take care of me. He's supposed to you know, he's supposed to do that, not me.
But I think he was referring more to, like, you're trying to go out to the club, but you have no money in your pocket.
Oh, well, yeah, I agree on that part. I'm talking about, like, if you my man, you're supposed to pay for dinner. You're not supposed to be like, oh, you going to split the bill? No.
I mean, but there's nothing wrong with going halfway with the guy on dinner or even coming out your pocket and being like, babe, I got you. You know what I'm saying? If he's taking care of you, if he's taking care of home, there's nothing wrong with you. Like, well, you know, babe, I got you this time. It's cool. Like, you know, let me treat you.
I agree with that.
I just want to throw it that way. I guess it's just me.
No, but you know what, though? But I also can agree with you as well. You know, like, my man is supposed to take care of me and, you know, do whatever. But then, too, it depends on, like with these niggas nowadays that are just trying to, like, really get to know, like, what's my favorite color type shit and, like, what's my religion. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to pay for this. Because you want to know all this information about me, so you got to get out of me some way, somehow. So let's see how you play your cards. I'm not going to have a nigga that I'm probably not going to fucking want to talk to tomorrow.
Yeah, that's totally different. I totally get it. But it's like women these days, like, they expect so much. They don't do shit for it. And I'm starting to feel some type of way, like, women want this and women want that, but bitches out here are sitting on their ass not doing anything but causing mayhem. And I feel like, as a man, I would say fuck all bitches. And then once I, you know, find a girl that, you know what I'm saying, that meet me halfway, then I would go out my way to, you know what I'm saying, please her. Because, I mean, it's some dog bitches out here. When I say it's some dog bitches out here, and let's not get to the niggas, because y'all niggas still out there still fucked up in the mental or whatever the case may be. But times have changed. Times has really changed. And it's hard for a woman that's really out here doing shit, like, you know what I'm saying, like, really out here never satisfied with where she's at, just trying to better herself and better her life. And we have to basically feel the pain because of these lazy bitches. You know what I'm saying? And it's fucked up. It's really fucked up.
I definitely agree. But go ahead. I want the caller to keep talking. Go ahead. Go ahead, love.
My turn on would be a man who smells good. That's my biggest turn.
Burberry touch.
I like a man to take care of himself. Good hygiene.
Girl, you called it, because I love me a nigga that smells so good from the skin to the threads, okay, to the buttons on his shirt. Like, I want to, like, what you said, Burberry touch. I want to smell some Givenchy, whatever. I want to smell some Usher Raymond on a nigga. Like, let me know that you keep up with yourself. Like, you know, you just don't go and get the fucking oils from the African nigga at the corner of your block. And, you know, you rub some on your wrist and shit. Like, that's such one of my turns on, too. That is.
Yeah. What's Boss Vibes tonight?
She's actually, you know what, Boss Vibes, something happened, you know, with her, a personal issue, because she was definitely pumped, ready to go. I was talking to her from all day. And just around showtime, you know, things happened, and... But I believe if she's not tuning in, she'll definitely be here on Thursday, though. Like, it's just crazy how all this stuff happened, like, right an hour before showtime. So
she's cool. Here
with us.
I'm definitely
going to
talk to her. Man, I'm supposed to be just getting my shirt for All Barbs, but, you know, my post office is tripping. I think somebody got the package, and I'm ready to snap on the post office.
Oh, wait, you didn't get it? Because she sent out a lot of shirts this past weekend, because she sent a couple to me here in New York that I had to give to some other girls that, you know, that are part of the team that's in my area, you know, and I got them yesterday.
Right, but I live in a townhouse in my mailbox. They, like, put a little key in your mailbox and you have to get it from the bottom. Well, apparently my key was in the mailbox, but my package was not. So I'm going to have to head
off
to see what the hell my shirt is.
Hopefully that gets fixed for you, because we definitely need you to get this All Barbs shirt.
Definitely
need you to get it.
All right, ladies, well, it's been real. I hit
sure
up on Twitter.
Yes, most definitely. And who you were just talking to was at Roxy Blue. She's actually my artist, and she's having on Twitter. She's rocking out with us tonight. So if you do want to follow her, you go. She's on my timeline. I just actually tweeted her name, so you can go and follow her from there as well.
Okay, I'm going to do that when I log. All right, well, I'm going to do that as soon as I hang up with you guys.
Thank you for supporting and calling in. I'll definitely shout you out, have you too, as well.
It's been a pleasure.
All righty, see y'all.
All right. Roxy, over here, holding it down.
Why is Brooklyn back trying to get some more fucking niggas in here trying to lock it down? Like, he's still bombarded with females right now.
Because the niggas, they know that we're talking real shit right now. So
exactly.
Everybody's going to hold their comments.
Exactly. And I'm not holding it, you know what I'm saying? We're keeping it mad neutral. Like, women have their flaws and so do guys. So don't feel offended, bro. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Black is just, you know what it is about Black? Like, he's, like, tonight, I just feel like he's not keeping it real. Like, I talk to Black too much for me to know.
What do you mean,
like, let me tell you, I know one of Black's turn on. He likes to watch skinny girl porn.
Black, you into skinny girls?
She's into skinny girls, and he likes
it. That's nasty. You need some meat in your bones. Like, come on.
Shut up, bitch.
You need something to grip on and something to slap. Like, when you slap that ass, it needs to wave a little bit.
But she says that, but wait, Black though, like, she gets up on nerves, right, because she's always talking about skinny girls, right, and like, I'm a skinny girl, and I'm this bitch of Fred, a.k.a. everything else, right, but I get it just as much as she do, so I don't understand. So she's talking about, Roxy has a lot of booty.
You gotta have my girls with the curves too, like, come on now, you know, I like my girls with the curves.
Roxy has a lot of booty meat, so when you slap her ass, it shakes like jello. Okay. When you slap mine, there's a little
bit. That shit don't move.
It doesn't.
It doesn't move. It doesn't jiggle. It doesn't dance. It doesn't do nothing.
She doesn't know because Roxy has not. Roxy, I've never put it on Roxy. So for you, exactly. So you don't know. You wouldn't know. Black, she's over here. Black. Let me get to sending you video, Black, and you're gonna be like, Black, you don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Whatever.
She's a videographer.
They do all the special effects though. Like, come on, son.
Wow.
So what? Oh, no, but it doesn't. Wait, it has nothing to do with that, though, because special effects are no special effects. It is what it is, though. Special effects just hide up, like, maybe the dark circles or the dark marks, bitch.
But it can make things move
anything.
As well.
Shut up, Roxy. Black. I'm about to go in. Let me get her, please, because... Wait a second. She really want to go down. Like, we can really make this a skinny girl, thick girl thing because.
It's cool. I'm with it, though. I'm with it.
But see, There's really no. For me, there's no thing between skinny girls and thick girls. Like, you know, I love them both for separate reasons. You know? I like skinny girls because, like, you can talk to them and shit. You know, you can ragdoll them, you know, in the bed and shit.
But I don't like thongs, though. They cut my booty. I don't like thongs.
But you think this is a skit? Apparently, y'all scared of dick. Y'all say run it a little bit. Yeah. Stigmatism is like somewhat of scared of dick nowadays. Y'all like, what's up with that?
Whatever.
What's up?
My man ain't complaining, so it's good.
You're what? Wait. You're what?
My people ain't complaining.
Yes. Wait. Cause nobody's complaining for me either. So whatever.
So Black.
Yes, ladies.
What's going on? What's the next track that's gonna be played?
The next track that's gonna be played. I don't know. I think I'm going to surprise y'all.
Oh, no, wait. did somebody, yo, some, wait, I'm not even, I'm embarrassed to even let people know, like, that this was my cousin, though. Like, he definitely called in on a Tuesday and was like, I want to hear some Rick Ross, I'm a boss. Like, Ricky, why would you
Miami holding it down, though.
Yeah, but...
But you know who I have, like, a whole new found respect for? Like, I'm really starting to like, I'm really starting to like 2 Chainz. Like, I'm really starting to like him. He is swagged the fuck out to be such an old man.
Oh, well, that's good because I'm actually, we're actually interviewing one of his artists next Tuesday, well, somebody that collabed with him next Tuesday. I believe the song that they did was Something in the Kitchen, Something in the Kitchen by 2 Chainz and, oh, damn, I forgot this Twitter person's name. And that they, you know, when I was, you know, setting him up with the whole interview and he was just talking to me about the collab he did with 2 Chainz, he was telling me to go on Worldstar because the video was on there and it got over like 3 million views. So shout out to 2 Chainz. I'm still trying to get with him, but I guess, you know.
2 Chainz.
What you got, Black? What you got?
I'm good. We got something, though. We'll be right back.
All right.
Vibe with me. Dim your light, light your blunt, grab your cup. Do what you're doing, just vibe out. Sometimes I feel I'm losing it. I don't know if I'm destined for this music shit. Fuck this music shit. I'd rather sit on a block watching for cops, cause I know I'm doing foolishness. Wait. What the fuck I'm talking about? Like driving with 4 flats, I'ma grind it out. Some thought I wouldn't make it out my mama's house. Now my thoughts are building the foundation for my mama's house. Damn, I don't think y'all understand. Sometimes I doubt myself like I ain't the man. I leave it up to God, I know he got a plan. But it's moving too slow like a traffic jam. LP tell me just be patient, but this shit is slowly killing me, ain't patient. It's like the more time it takes, the more hate, and now my duty is calling for this game, no PlayStation. I tend to ask myself, is this what you want? Then I wait for a reply and I hope it's blunt. To make the people happy, give them what they want. But that don't happen every day like a walk of punt. If you look in my eyes, you'll see what I see. You'll see the struggles, you'll see the robberies. You'll probably see a shootout in broad day. A drug transaction happen right there in your hallway. Yeah, this is life as I see it. Opposite of good, but a lot closer to decent. Some people begging silver cause money they really need it. If they don't survive. So who gon' pay that bereavement? I'm not, why not? I don't got it. I'm pop, sit down like a bunch of excuses. Exactly what I'm feeling when it comes to this music. Shit, like Nike, just do it. I might not be winning, but I'm certainly not losing. I'm learning from this game and I'm trying to be a good shooter. But my mind goes everywhere, so attention, I start to lose it. I gotta stay focused, stop playing. Make sure the people understand what I'm saying. Make something happen now, homie, stop waiting. If you're ever gonna go from the BX to greatness. I'm just saying, man.
Yes, yes, yes. We are live back on All Barbs Radio with me, your girl, Nikki Vibes, and we have
featuring Roxy Blue.
Damn, can I even fucking announce you?
Featuring Roxy Blue.
And we have Brooklyn Black on the line as well. And going back to that question, I think, yo, everybody on my Twitter line is holding it down for the black, I mean, for the sick girls.
for the big girls. Everybody's screaming
and this is what I'm saying.
Everybody's screaming team thick. But I'm not trying to follow everybody that's screaming team thick right now because y'all should know already. Like, if I'm asking y'all that question.
No, it's team thick, though. It's all about being thick, though.
No, it's not a bitch, because y'all bitches are sick on the verge of being fat. And then when you're fat, then your man comes and fucks me. Like, that's just it. So, team thick, y'all bitches have babies, and y'all fucking fat and obese. Great.
But then y'all skinny bitches have babies and get fat and obese. So what are you talking about?
No, not the skinny bitch right here, bitch.
Maybe not you, but 9 times out of 10, they get pretty big.
Black, what you think about that? What you really think about, like, don't you think it's more likely for a thick bitch to get fat real quick? Like, within eating 3 or 4 cheeseburgers, she's on the verge of being fat.
Well, it's possible for everybody. Like, I've seen skinny people blow up an extra 150, and I've seen big people go down about an extra 80 pounds. It could go either way. And these are people with kids, without kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
How
and how they take care of themselves. So, ladies, us thick girls, as soon as you have that baby, get in the gym and eat right.
I don't know. Wait, I gotta talk to. I can't. Team, go to team thick on my motherfucking timeline. Okay.
This is what I'm saying.
And one thing I love about team thick, they quick to announce they team thick. Like, it would take 10 skinny girls in an area to go, yay, team skinny girl. You know, but you put one thick chick in the room. Yeah, I'm thinking
like.
Exactly.
They
proud of
their
shit.
Skinny I don't give a fuck up. I'm team thick, so like, one of my fanciers is okay. This bitch on the line is team thick. That's great. But I just feel like, I mean, okay, team thick. That's what it is for right now. But what the fuck are you talking about, Black? So what? If you like to watch skinny girl porn, so that's team skinny girl, nigga. What are you talking about?
But see, I watch the thick girl porn too. Like, don't even. But it's just my thing. That's light skin skinny girl porn. Like, you know, the light skin skinny girls. You know, it's cool. But I love the team. This I love the team skinny girls. You know, it's the.
You just like to watch skinny girl porn for whatever reason.
It's the team anorexic, and the team fat. But I'm gonna say I'm thick. Ones I got a problem with.
Exactly. Well, can I make an announcement really fast?
Right.
On Friday at 11 p.m., I will be performing at the Bamboo Lounge followed by a few other people. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll be at the door, kid.
Oh, cool. Okay. So it's on the address is 24 First Avenue, New York, New York. It's hosted by Deuce the Privilege and a couple other people will also be in the building. So just come out, support, show love, and come watch me shut that shit down because I am the only female on lineup, actually, and that feels awesome just to be, you know what I'm saying, actually asked to be in a showcase out of 12 niggas, you know what I'm saying? It's always good for a female movement to do that. So make sure y'all come on and support.
Yes, make sure y'all go on support her ass because I was her manager. I was, we don't even talk about this on air because that's the day that you fucking blew me off. But, yes, make sure y'all go out and support her down there on Friday. Shout out to Dude. Shout out to everybody. Black will be there. He'll be holding on the door. So, I'm definitely, I should make a fucking appearance. I don't know. Due to, aka Ramsfield over here. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. If I'm going to be here, if I'm not going to be here, meaning in New York or whatever. So, definitely shout out to you, Roxy. What song are you, well, I don't know if you can you say that now, like 4 days before?
I can't do that. It'll be a surprise, though.
That is what's up. I have, I definitely want to shout out to the real Amethyst, who says, tuning in. Shout out to, the industry Jew, the industry chick. They promoted me so hard from like 12 different Twitter accounts today. I can't even remember all of them per se, but shout out to the industry Jew, the industry chick. Those are the two main accounts that promoted me. Shout out again to DDS825 and, you know, Smooth.
That just really, didn't she sound like a lair when she came on?
Not really.
Correct me if I'm wrong. No, so I was wrong.
I just thought it was a dude, like, my bad.
I'm just saying, but we're not, I guess, like, I really thought that was a lair, and I'm like, a lair? I'm sorry, because Aaliyah does do things like that, like she calls and just, like, I won't even know, it's her, I'll read the number, and like, I'll be like, okay, yo, I want it, and she's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, Aaliyah? Why do you come on like that? Like, but I mean, I guess, but shout out to her and him doing the damn thing. Also,
and shout out to Miami, too. We're about to take that shit all the way. We want another ring, baby.
No. I'm all the way to Team Heat when they're playing other teams except for OKC. So, like, don't tell me if they're losing.
Oh, please. Like, let's stop it. It's Miami all the way, all day, 305, Dade County representing.
Please. So, go back to Miami all day, 305. Well, call me and call me like in very hard.
But you know, I do this. I will be drinking my mojito on the beach and call me. It's all Gucci, though.
Whatever. But wait, tell Brian about the time that we got interviewed in Manhattan on 34th Street by ESPN Sports Center.
Oh, that's when she became an actual basketball fan. Because before that, and I've known her for like mad long, you know what I'm saying? So Nikki gets interviewed on Sports Center, and ever since that day, she's been like the biggest basketball fan since sliced bread. I'm just like, when is this all coming out?
Exactly. And it took for me to be put on spot with a team that I live in the city of, that I knew nothing about, for me to start saying, you know what, I'm about to start really getting into basketball. But I'm into it. I like the sport. I know what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know. But nobody, like, my team, for real, is the Dallas Mavericks. Right now, they're chilling or whatever the case may be. They're not really, and then, you know, they're not in the finals, the playoffs, so I can't scream for the Mavericks. And a lot of times with the teams that do be in the playoffs, you know, a lot of us really don't like them, but you're going to pick their better team to win that game. So, I mean, out of OKC and in Miami, I just don't want Miami to win, though. I think that, I don't know. Because everybody's expecting LeBron, motherfucking James, Bron, to, you know, to bring home the ring. But, like, if he doesn't, what's going to happen? Nothing.
Miami already brought home a ring before LeBron, so it's just the fact of him actually getting a ring finally, because he is such a valuable player to some people. So it's just, you know, it's just really bad. It's not really so much of the team bringing home a ring, because we did it with him, without him, so I'm pretty sure we can do it with him, but it's just the fact of him getting a ring, period.
I guess. I mean, I think that he deserves, you know, because, you know, he's actually a player that got noticed from, you know, like, way back when he was young, like, still needed his mother's kind of permission. Like, the nigga went straight from high school, you know what I'm saying? A lot of players get scouted out in college. They have the time to better themselves and to learn the strategy of the game, or, you know, with the new college coaches and a new team, and just, you know, escalating from high school, like, you know, JR varsity to varsity. But he went straight from high school, and I think that's really, you know, that's really something that people need to look at, and he's been doing the damn thing ever since, and he's young. Like, people be forgetting that LeBron is young. You know, he's not, like, fucking 32. He's not Kobe. You know, he's young. He's younger. So, shout out to him, but I'm definitely going for OKC. Sorry.
But,
so,
yeah.
Let's hope they win. Actually, Black Nose, me and my new thing, we made a bet, and we made a bet when the Celtics were playing against Miami, and he definitely lost that. He was going for Team Celtics, so he didn't want to bet with me again tonight because he's not sure. So, I hope they do bring it home, though. And if Miami do win, it's okay. I'll still rep Team Heat Nation. It doesn't matter. Black, let me ask you a question, though. Like, are you more into football or basketball?
I'll say football since I did play.
What position you play for?
What the fuck was this, nigga?
He was the water boy.
So why do you want to say that? I didn't want to play him though. I was gonna start. I was gonna say the water boy. Like, I wanted to ask him what was his number.
Nah, I was sideline for the season. I'm not gonna lie. You know, it was during conditioning, separated my shoulder, and that was the end of that because I wasn't trying to fuck my arm up no more to get surgery or nothing like that. So.
I actually like football better. Roxy, could you see yourself being a basketball wife? Or
oh, my God.
Yes,
could
you actually...
Wow, that's crazy. I would actually be kind of, I'm not going to say scared, but I don't think I'll be ready for the lifestyle that they offer or that comes with being, you know what I'm saying, labeled as a basketball wife or even as being a girlfriend to or a wife to anybody that's at that status of, you know what I'm saying, entertainment. As that goes for music, that goes for football, basketball, any type of sports or whatever, it's a different lifestyle. It really is. And me, when I love somebody, like, I love hard. And so if I see another bitch on my man, I'm going in on his life. And I'm a firm believer if your man is cheating on you, you're never supposed to approach the other girl. Like, I would never do that. It's all about hitting where that shit hurt because she's not promising me anything and she's not basically saying, I love you. It's him. So I would end up in jail fucking around. So I don't know.
And that's the thing, too. When it comes down to dating somebody, you know, of high, you know, status or whatever the case may be, I mean, there's just things that, like, you know, I just feel like even if we were basketball wives, it's just shit that even if the Michael Bay was keeping it real with us, it's just shit that you just won't know. And that's just the thing that gets me that I think other people won't know, but I wouldn't know. And I mean, no matter how much, you know, they're always around the opposite sex. So, I mean, I guess you as an individual, if you are secure with yourself, and, you know, you got a good thing going in X, Y, and Z, then I guess, you know, other than that, you know, everything should be fine. But I was just watching Shawnee, you know, or whatever the case may be, and she is really upset with the whole, you know, the whole basketball wives and how it's, you know, being portrayed. And, you know, she doesn't want people to necessarily, you know, think that's what the y'all they do. It's just, you know, live the luxury lifestyle and then, you know, sit there and fight each other all day. You know, people are really coming at her like, you don't have control over the girls, you know. But of course, that every time somebody fights, the ratings go up. So she's like in a jam. Like, do I keep allowing this to go on and have people think that this is how we live, or do I say something and clean it up a bit and don't get as much ratings? You know, that's just a tough position to be in, especially as a businesswoman and, you know, producer of a show, you know, and everything like that. So I definitely do believe that. If you were to stand your ground, honestly, you know, I wouldn't even want to be about at that lifestyle. Like, I really wouldn't. I don't know. And if I am,
glam, like, all that stuff is cool. But it's like once you close those doors and count those lights, like, you don't know who you're really laying with. And I think that would eat me up inside. And I don't know. It's very difficult. You know, it's me saying one thing, like, okay, home's taken care of. But at the same time, like, is home really home?
Yeah, because, I mean, even though when they're home, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, like, there are times when they're not home and when they're away. So, you know, you kind of got to be, like, you don't want to be the pest. So, you know, you kind of wait till he calls you or touches you because, you know, like, he could be possibly in a meeting or doing this. And it's just, like, all of this. And even when he's away and you're just at home, like, what the fuck are you supposed to do? Like, twiddle your thumbs. And, you know, if you have a household with family, you know, you take care of that. But when all that's said and done and you're just chilling by yourself, like, your man is 100 miles away doing whatever.
You don't know, exactly.
He could be telling you, like, damn, babe, I'm going to this. You know, I mean, he can honestly be telling you the truth, but it's just a matter of,
just the whole
exactly. We're dealing with this with regular niggas. So just imagine a nigga with that type of status and that type of money and that type of environment. It's just like it's just so many thoughts that can be raised, and it's just very difficult.
It is. It's very, very difficult. I mean, it's difficult, but then, like, you know, sometimes, you know, you ask yourself, too, am I with this person because of their, you know, status? Or, like, I really do love him, so, like, I can really put, you know, as much as it hurts and I would hate to put all of this aside, like, I would because, you know, at the end of the day, when you take all this shit away from him, he's still going to be this regular nigga that I fell in love with.
Exactly.
But I'm black. I mean, would you want to be, a husband to a celebrity? Like, and if you could, would you want to be a basketball husband? Like, would you want to date somebody on the fucking what's that woman's team? The WNBA team.
If you notice, you see that basketball husbands, they don't have shows. Why? Because they can't get off of work.
No, but wait though, it should be reversed though. Like, I mean, maybe it shouldn't though, but I'm just saying, put yourself though in the whole basketball wives, you know, like if there were a show about basketball husbands, meaning like, you know, husbands that are married to somebody in the WNBA, like maybe you was married to Lisa Leslie and she was the WNBA star, so she was the breadwinner, she was the one who was, you know, doing everything within the household, but, you know, you guys were married, and you're nobody important. You're just somebody that she grew up with. Like, would you want to be in that position?
Look, if that's what she do, you know what I'm saying, if she did whatever, play in the NBA, make that money, that's what she do. If that's the lifestyle she live, that's what she live. Like me, you may catch me at an event, but I'm more like I'm working that event. I'm not a dude that's in the limelight like that or want to be partying on reality TV, scrapping some other dude because he said some bullshit to another dude, like how they carry on it. Like, nah. You know, that wouldn't be me. Like, I'm all for entertaining, but I'm not going to make a spectacle out of myself in the process. You know what I mean?
I can agree with you, but I feel like, you say that now, but I feel like you're the type of nigga to be like, where you going, Leslie? Why the fuck the camera just following me, Leslie? Like, damn, can we sit and can we eat at this bar? Like, without, like, I just feel like you would be like,
yeah,
that.
I'm not used to, you know, I like to move around. I don't want everyone knowing what I'm doing at all times of the day. Like,
okay.
I come out the bathroom and there's a camera in my face. Like, I'm not, nah.
I definitely do agree with you.
I would definitely like
to go into another commercial break before we come back, and then we have roughly about, like, 20 minutes. And keep it going from there. So you're tuned into All Bobs Radio, 347-857-4302. Call us up. We have Ms. Roxy Blue in the building holding it down, special guest. And, Black, let's go to a track and bring it back.
It's C Day. And 1B Entertainment. Born in 83, Harlem, NYC. I knew what crack was before my ABCs. Shit was crazy, B, up in these fucking streets. Growing up, I hated school, the hood was teaching me. No father figure, I had no role model. After my uncle passed, I had no one to look up to. I moved with my mom, I didn't like her husband. I had to let him have it, every time he fronted. Then I found a pack, moving in some bags. I sold that shit out in 2 hours flat. The work was going fast, I couldn't make it last. I chose to slow down before the homie crashed. Then I started rapping, my niggas had me battling. I gotta make this happen, it's time for some action. I was running wild, learned how to watch a
crowd. I got the city watching. Okay, I got us now.
Hey,
nod your head if you're feeling this. My name is DJ, but now I came to represent. They say hip hop is dead. I'm resurrecting it. Got what you came to see. I am the main event. I'm the main event. I am the main event. I'm the main event. I am the main event. I'm the main event. I am the main event. I'm what you came to see. I am the main event. I'm not just lyrical. I'm not spiritual. I'm a gift from God. I'm a miracle. I'm about to have a city buzzing like the Hornets do. I'm about to change the game around people and I'm warning you. Get your shit together. Because time is ticking. I'm sort of like LeBron. I'ma make y'all witness. I'm young, black, and gifted. I'm all about my business. Your boy is fully loaded. Hear my ammunition. With these words I spit, I create opportunities for me to be one of the illest rappers that you have seen. Wait and see. Watch how I change the game with these words I speak. And basically, none of these so-called rappers can talk with me. Truthfully, man, I spit. I am blessed with this gift. I was inside of a pit, but when it's smelly, I'm the shit. Huh? I can't say it no other way. So stay clear and make room, because I'm on my way.
Hey,
nod your head if you're feeling this. My name is DJ, and I came to represent. They say hip-hop is dead. I'm resurrecting it. Got what you came to see. I am the main event. I'm the main event. I am the main event. I'm the main event. I am the main event. I'm the main event. I am the main event. I'm what you came to see. I am the main event. I'm the main event. I'm the main attraction. I'm a fucking star. If anybody's asking, told you dudes before. This rap shit is my passion. So I'm forever spazzing. Cause a lot of dudes ain't lasting. Used to have to compete. Now I'm the main feature. Told you I was a beast. Best in the same creature. I was nice on the beat. Now I let my words beat ya. Some of these dudes be schooling. Come here, let me teach ya. For you to be consistent, you gotta be persistent. You gotta keep a fitting. It gotta be convincing. Rhyme about your business, then everyone will listen. Set yourself some goals. They give me your only mission. Don't just write verses. Formulate a song. Then you get some haters, then you prove them wrong. Then you do a show, make sure you kill a stage. And you'll be just like me, and that is fucking great.
Hey, nod your head if you're feeling this. My name is DJ, and I came to represent. They say hip-hop is dead, I'm resurrecting it. Show what you came to see. I am the main event, I'm the main event. I am the main event, I'm the main event. I am the main event. I'm the main event. I am the main event. I'm what you came to see. I am the main event.
Yeah, got arms in the quad, no frauds in the quad,
no fraud.
And all my fiends punchline, spread the guard. When I stretch the call, it's a long arm of the Lord. Oh shit, I go eight, climb a building like King Kong. Xbox on, connect on the strip.
Connect,
I fix that pot, you smell it in the whip.
Woo.
Charge in the blue, Walt Williams on the bench. But I'm so cold, Charlie, a Hall of Famer when I spit. I ain't new to this. But I'm true to this. I'm Matt Morgan. Call me the blueprint. No name D. Nick Monicotti. I'm hard to see. And I ain't sipping on Bacardi. Night vision goggles. Hand with the scope on it. My long pipe. Let your whole rope of dope on it. I'm still non faced up. The gun nail you down. Even Christ got crossed up.
Pun intended.
Like, who the fuck are you? I was raised in the basement. Trained in the zoo. Hand to hand combat. Barefooted on the street. Feel like I'm at war when my doorbell rings. Got that endo. Got that outdo. Malcolm X firearms by the window. What's the thing, bro? I'm on the window. Like the Green Army man tucking that AK. Moses Malone, AK, bo, bo. What you say, bang? I'm like Moses Malone. Like camera action, ask her how I get her. Summers in the bird, baby, December to November. Miss, give me the loose, take your chains and go. I'm the man, I'm the truth, standing in Beirut in the cold. Studying the 48 cars, you're not worthy of the cause. Got the raspiest voice that ain't rap, it's just noise. Fuck you, baby, tempo, bitch, but it's the info. Soon as we got beef, none of them niggas wanna ever roll. I'm like Peyton with the bomb. I put that on my pops in this earth word bomb. Hit you on a song, long arm, y'all gone. I'm the wickedest MC I seen just fall. You ain't built for the pressure. I'm the king of the boys. The guard's here, let me bless you. Got that endo, got that outdo. Malcolm X firearms by the window. What you say, bro? I'm on the reload like the Green Army man. Talking that AK, bro. What you say, bang, I'm like Moses Malone. Hey, hey, go, go. What you say, bang, I'm like Moses Malone. I'm like Moses Malone. Hey, K, Moses Malone. I'm like Moses Malone. Bo, bo, Moses Malone.
Yes, we are live back on All Barbs Radio with me, Nikki Barbs, and Miss Roxy Blue.
What up?
And Brooklyn Black. And we were just briefly talking about some of the things that turn us on, turn us off. We started talking about thick girls versus skinny girls, who could pop lock it and drop it better out. And we were also talking about, you know, just, you know, celebrities and basketball wives, basketball husbands, and just, you know, just touching base on all the things that are talked about in today's society. And, again, I want to let y'all know another one of my turn-ons. I love it when a guy is really nice with the whole foreplay. Like, that's a turn-on. When he knows how to just sit there and just lick you a certain way, get your going. I like when he could just like whisper something in your ear the right way and you start getting ticklish. Like, those are the things that turn me on. A turn off is a nigga that has no dick and he's always wearing briefs. Like, I would like to see a nigga that's packing with a pair of briefs on versus boxers. But a nigga, if you have a little dick, I think you should wear boxers. Just to still, you have on a piece of clothing before the bitch gets to the skin, so she still got. Any nigga that has a little dick, I don't think the tidy whities are for you, even though they're supposed to, I guess, be beneficial to, you know, to saving your kids or whatever, keeping the nuts tucked, whatever, I don't know. But if you don't have a big one, I don't think that you should wear those, like, briefs, the really cute Michael Jordan, what is it, the Fruit of the Loom boxer briefs. I don't think you should put those on when you have no dick at all. That is just a turn-off to me.
I like boxer briefs, though. They're kind of cute.
They're cute, but when you're packing, but when you're not packing, it's like...
This is true.
It looks like you are a bitch with just some fucking, like, you're lazy and you didn't want to go get some shorts and pick your brothers.
And one thing I love, too, is a guy who wears, like, polo boxers and the V-necks and the polo undershirts and then the black socks. I think that is so sexy.
Also, too, definitely want to send Roxy Blue a message from, let's see if you can figure out who this is, McGangbang. You know who that is?
No, I don't.
You don't want to make gangbang? You don't remember? You don't want to make gangbang? You don't eat McGangbangs anymore?
I gangbang?
No. Do you eat McGangbang?
Oh. I'm sorry, girls. I like, come on now. Oh, talking about that was good.
Yes. Well, he can definitely hear you. He's swinging in right now. So,
Yeah, I haven't had one of them things in a while. For anyone who doesn't know what a Met Gang Bang is, I mean,
I'm not a big promoter on smoking, but when you do smoke and, you know, get drunk, or not even drunk, when you get tipsy, and there's nothing open but McDonald's. What me and a few fellow friends or compadres of mine, what we like to do is we like to order a McDouble from McDonald's and a McChicken, and, you know, we take off one bread for each and just put them shit together, and we make game day and that whole, like, those shits are awesome.
Niggas said make gang bang that whole black. Did you hear that? So when you're high, off that loud, off that
off pit, that loud,
off that ooh wee nigga, and the McDonald's is open
and drunk off that Ciroc red berry. I mean, it's nothing but make gang bangs all day, baby.
Make gang bangs. McDonald's, you start making that shit. I'm pretty sure make that shit a dollar. Okay, make it a dollar same way to keep all the customers. Make them a gang bang. The chicken and the beef, it goes together. It tastes okay. I was looking at them like they were fucking crazy. Like, I just, it was really on some high shit, some high and drunk shit that we were all facing that day. We was all tipsy. And they decided to go get McGangbang. Well, it's called a McChicken and a burger. And when you put it together, though, you just gangbang that whole, I guess, in the words of Roxy.
Yeah, I like a heart attack. Good.
If you don't know, like, if somebody doesn't know me, I love to eat. I'm from the South, and when I say I can eat, I can eat. I love food. I'm a big fan of food. I just love it. And that's why I have to watch my figure. Like, I do go to the gym, and I do, you know what I'm saying? But I love food. Like, it's just life all the way.
She's so nasty that she puts, she's so disgusting that she puts mayonnaise on a bacon, egg, and cheese. And I almost liked it one morning that we were just becoming fucked. Mayonnaise without egg and cheese?
It's really good, though. You put mayonnaise on your sandwiches.
Yeah.
But I did cold sandwiches with mayonnaise. Like,
so what?
Nah, you don't heat your mayonnaise.
She knows. She definitely knows what's going on.
Stop acting like you eat bacon, egg, and cheese with mayonnaise, nigga, because you don't.
Well, I don't eat pork, so if it's turkey bacon, maybe. But if I get that shit from the bodega,
I put mayonnaise on everything. I don't know. It's just I like sauce. I like sauce on, like, I like barbecue sauce. I like mayonnaise. I like ketchup. I like mustard. I don't know. I'm just a big fan of sauce. Yeah, that chimichanga sauce. Why I went to Miami and that's all I ate was Churrasco steaks with chimichanga sauce. It's all I had. And then I went to a restaurant at the airport. And they had it, and they had, like, those chimichanga sauce actually inside, like, little containers. I was like, can you please give me extra? I'm going back to New York, and no one knows how to make it, like, a Miami person. So I made, like, some steak and french fries, and I poured it all over. It was really good, though. It was really good.
Yeah, I mean, the chimichanga sauce is cool, but I like white sauces. Like, don't get it twisted.
Oh, wow,
like,
pause. Flag on the plate.
Let me elaborate on the white sauces that I like, because I don't like all white sauces. I like ranch. I like blue cheese. I like
semen.
Semen. Semen? You said semen? I said Caesar. But if, you know, depending on what's being cooked, a little bit of semen, you know, goes in. It helps make some of the food taste better, I guess. I don't know. But when it comes down to Caesar's dressing, I like that. Like, I'm just not a big fan of mayonnaise. Like, I'll eat it, but, like, you're not. I just keep, like, the hot egg and, like, the melted cheese. And then, like, the cold slab of mayonnaise. Nah.
Whatever. It's good to me. You damn sure ate it.
I wanted you to bring back some conch.
Conch. And Black, have you ever heard of conch before?
I've heard of it, but never had it.
It's really good. Like, when we go out to Miami, I definitely have to bring you back down south and get some, because it's one place that makes it the way that I really like it. And that's just all the way south of the border. So we have to get some conch salad and some conch fritters and definitely chow down.
I definitely want to taste some conch or whatever. This bitch, you go to Miami,
all the time, comes back without it, and, well, the last time when her whole family went, something happened to the crack in the cooler, so yeah. We didn't even bring it back. I did not forget about that.
Totally forgot it.
Definitely need some more of that. So we definitely have 10 more minutes. So rocking out tonight. Definitely appreciate Roxy Blue on the scene. Definitely want to shout out the two interviewees that we had and just all the listeners in Brooklyn Black. I'm gonna say I appreciate you tonight, even though you had my blood pressure rising. But I guess you do that because that's you, and I gotta get used to it. I definitely do. But another thing, too, that turns me off is bitches walking outside with their pajama pants on that when you come back inside, you jump your ass right back in the fucking bed with. That's so disgusting to me. That's such a turn-off. When you know you have to go to the bodega that's across the street from your crib, you should still put on some jeans because you never know who you might want to put into. Denzel could have been in that motherfucking bodega ordering him a fucking Cuban sandwich, and the day that you decide to run across the church, disgusting, Perry scene, Betty Boop, pajama pants on, and now he didn't even look your way because you didn't take the time out to just, you know, get dressed. You are going outside and take off your pajamas and put on some actual clothes. Like, in New York, that just happens all the time. You bitches just walk up and down the street just with pajama pants on, Jordan's baby t-shirt. I can't stand that. That doesn't look no type of classy at all. Like, I mean, I understand. They say, like, oh, when you're in your sweats, that's when you look the best. But he did not say your pajama pants. Drake did not say that. And I just think that's such a turn off to me, like, when I see females wearing their pajama pants outside, just chilling on the block, thinking it's fucking sweatpants.
You're right.
So a turn off from a guy's perspective is like, fix your fucking brims on your hat. Like, what's going on with those? Like, you think that that's just going to be how it is, how it came when you purchased the fitted, or it's either going to be, you know, to where how these Dominican baseball players were when they just cussed in. Like, I hate to see a nigga's fitted all crushed and shit. Shout out to Crush Top. I just hate to see niggas fitted that look like they need to be ironed. Like, isn't a hat a men's? It's a part of a men's accessory, right?
Yeah, pretty much
it is.
Like, are you supposed to iron a fucking hat?
Yeah, iron your hat, but you're supposed to like take care of it. You know, whether you have a straight brim or a curved brim, like, you know what I mean, you're supposed to at least take care of it, especially when start to lose its shape, you gotta let it go.
And niggas don't know how to let it go. They still feel like, oh, if my sticker is not faded out, I still got it. No, like, I just see all types of, like, the brimby, if it's not straight, it's folded, or if it is in between, or, like, the niggas fucking, how your fit is lengthy. Duct tape is not the word exactly. Like, peel, like, stick and peel. Like, they need, I've seen a nigga with, how do you have, like, the red sticking out of your fitted, like, from the stitching? Like, that's crazy. Some niggas, I mean, I don't know everybody's situation, you know, so I'm not one to judge, but I do feel like when you do put on certain things, like, you know better. You know somebody's going to judge you. You know somebody's going to look at you. You know somebody's going to have something to say, whether you care or not. It's just a simple fact that when you leave your house, you cannot, you know, you have no control over what everybody thinks or how everybody else views you. I just don't like that. And I don't like the whole zebra, what is it, like the leggings with the whole, like, the animal print, like, it's fine, I guess, but it's just that I've seen too many people wear it so wrong and it didn't look right that I just don't even like those, period. Like, I think animal print leggings should just not even be sold because I have yet to see anybody rock it right. And it has nothing to do with body shapes. It's just that, like, what you're putting it on with, because remember, it's print. So you got to either wear something solid or if you're not going to continue with the whole animal print. Like, I think that just kills me to see girls with the black and white leggings, like the animal zebra stripes, but then they have on a hot pink shirt. It just doesn't go. That's just another turn off, like, with the whole fashion.
I think they call that color blocking. I'm not really too big on that either.
That should just don't fucking go. So, yeah, block that out your head, bitch, because put on, like, I just don't understand. But you know how they say, remember, at one point, nobody was supposed to match. That was a trend. Like, you're supposed to put on red, yellow, green, and blue and walk outside. Like, okay, I don't match. That was a trend. And then all of a sudden, everybody started back matching again, and then now came with the whole animal print, the whatever, the fall, whatever. And it just doesn't, I don't know. I'm just not a big fan on the leggings, like the whole legging aspect of it, because I just feel like nobody rocks it right. Like, nobody. No girl that I've seen that I could say honestly, like, oh, she looks nice, you know, she looks okay. Because, you know, we don't hate, I don't hate. If a female looks nice and a male looks nice, I'm going to say that. You know, if she doesn't, he doesn't. But if he does, I mean, if she don't, I'm going to be the first one to just, because it's my opinion. And that's just that. Like, what do you feel about, like, oh, Roxy, I want to know, like, so what would you like to see the fellas in for this summer, for the summer attire?
I don't know. I would like to see more see-through, like, as far as, like, sheer tops. Like, I don't know. I just love backless tops. I just love backless tops and sheer tone tops. I think they're very sexy. So I would like to see more of that, actually, this summer. And high-waist pants. I love high-waist pants, too. They actually shape us curvy women better than the low-rise jeans that you skinny bitches have encountered in our life.
Yeah, because I get tired of seeing the crack of your ass every now and then. And I feel like it's my job to, like, look behind you sometimes. Like I've done, like, okay, your crack is showing. So, yeah, I mean, high-waist jeans look nice. But high-waist jeans also look nice on some slim women. I've seen some slim women that have the high-waist jeans. And even though it wasn't, like, you know, showing off all their curves per se, but, it, you know, just the way that they put it together, it looked nice.
Yeah, but they actually make you look longer, and I think long legs are sexy.
Yeah, I definitely do think long legs are sexy as well, especially when you have on your heels and your short, you know, your shorts and
X, Y, and Z.
I don't want to, oh, my God, please. If you have more thighs than more thighs than more thighs, I just don't think that you should wear things like short shorts. Because even for, like, you know, it's hot or whatever, it's just, like, all of that bench in the meat, you know, like, where you can see where some type of cut-up circulations are. Like, I just don't feel like a lot of, like, I wouldn't say things, but, like, more of the heavy set women. I just, you know, I wish there were other things that they could wear that besides shorts. Like, you know,
everyone.
Yeah, it's not. And we're just keeping it real. Like, they got the whole capris. Like, as long as it's passing that kneecap, that's fine. But when it's just, like, all up, when it's all, like, the bottom of the rolling of the shorts is, like, it's tucked into your skin. And you see that when you stand up, when you sit down, and it looks like you have on nothing. Like, it's something wrong with that.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That is very, very disgusting.
But big is beautiful. Just know what you're wearing and know how to wear it. Everything's not for everyone, so it will fit you.
Exactly. So, Black, we have roughly about, like, 2 minutes, so let's start to wrap it up. Definitely want to let everybody know that, like I said again, I'm working on a mixtape for All Barbs. It'll be called All Barbs Mixtape. We plan on putting out at least a good 10 volumes, so we're starting with volume 1 right now. If you are serious, you know, please hit me up. You can tweet me. I'll send you back an email about what you would need to send over as far as the MP3. It has to be mixed and mastered down. I cannot work with anything if it's not mixed and mastered down. You should already have that, because if you're trying to have a song featured on a mixtape, that's your work at the end of the day that I will be promoting, but it also comes down to you. So you should send your best work. Also,
producer who produced the track, the beat, anybody that is on the track, we do want to give everybody credit as well. You know, just basically hit me up. I'll be tweeting about it, the mixtape. Just hit me up. I only have 20 slots, so that's about it. But, Black, do you have anything to share?
Nah, just catch me in the building with Roxy Blue at the Bamboo Lounge this Friday, and we're going to be doing the damn thing. She's going to be on stage. I'll be at the door. Jokes. I know I do, and that's about it.
Exactly. Roxy, do you have anything to say before we get out of here?
Follow me on Twitter, Roxy Blue. Follow me on Instagram, Roxy Blue. Y'all support my music. It's a positive thing, you know what I'm saying? I represent for all the females, and I also have music for the men. Mostly my music is for men, but, you know, just shows up to the underground. That's all I'm saying. You know, you won't want somebody to do the same for you, so do the same for others.
Sure.
Exactly. Go ahead, Black.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
I guess Black can wrap it up with his little saying.